Stay safe on the roads with Rain-X Vision Beam Wiper Blades. Now at Menards. For over 40 years, Rain-X has provided drivers with products to outsmart the elements. Their Vision Beam Wiper Blades are easy to install and are designed to provide a smooth, streak-free wipe every time. Save big money on all Rain-X products now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Hello, hello there. Welcome to the Ludebrary. My name is Bailey. And again, I am joined by my fellow Lude librarians.
I'm Courtney.
And I'm Kristen.
And again, welcome to the Ludebrary. How was everyone's Thanksgiving?
Mine was pretty pretty normal around here. Nothing too exciting. I did spill wine, but and I got it on my new shoes.
No!
It came off.
Okay.
I didn't have to pull out the club soda. It just came off. Okay.
What brand of wine is that? It sounds like I should be drinking that kind of wine.
It's a Malbec, and it's the Llama, I believe. It's at the wine cellar. It's actually really good.
Oh,
it came out of my sweater. I got it on the sleeve of my sweater and it came out. It was crazy. It's like a red wine. It was crazy. I almost cried. Desi kept going, "It's okay. It's okay. It's fine. It's everything's fine. It's fine." And I'm like, "Okay, okay. It's on my new shoes. Okay." And it was fine. Everything was fine.
But you need that person in your life to just be like, "It's going to be okay."
Yeah, because she knows. She knows I'm always 1 second from a meltdown.
Honestly. Don't mind me while I just put hair tinsel in because I realized it has hair clips.
Beautiful.
Right? I'm basically a hairdresser now, right? I had a great Thanksgiving because
me too.
Kristen came all the way to SoCal from Illinois. Yay!
Woo-hoo. Yeah, we had a great time, and the weather was way better.
It's 19 degrees here, by the way, Bailey.
Kristen had a hard time getting here.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I forgot that happens. My flight was canceled.
What the fuck?
We were on the plane. Right? Yeah, we were sitting on the plane, and they were like, "Oh, there's something wrong with one of the parts, so we're just gonna have it replaced. It'll take like a half hour." Then they're like, "Okay, that didn't work. Another half hour." And then they're like, "Okay, actually, the plane's broken, and we don't have another plane for you. So, good luck."
What the fuck?
So then it was like, the poor guy that was working at the counter. There was only one guy, and like, it was
he does not get paid enough.
So we had to try to rebook like everybody's flight. And I ended up going online and figuring it out, but I had to fly into LAX instead, or I would have had to wait till the next day. And poor Bailey, bless her. She sat in the LAX traffic. It's terrible, but the week of Thanksgiving, forget it.
Yeah.
I was like, I have her location shared with me, and I was watching her dot, and it was like as soon as she entered the airport, like an hour and a half sitting in traffic.
I kid you not. Like, so it takes an hour to get from my house in Orange County to LAX, right? Mm-hmm. So it's not close, but it's not horrible. And as soon as I reached the LAX area, it was like things were going smoothly until dead stop. And then I'm looking around and there's like hundreds of cars, like so many. And I realized that don't text and drive. I wasn't texting and driving because I was in a dead stop for 15 minutes and realized I could track Kristen on the location sharing on the iPhone. And it took me almost over an hour from the start of the horseshoe where you can like go to the departures all the way around the horseshoe where Kristen was on the opposite side. It took me over an hour.
It was crazy.
Holy cow.
Yeah. 10 out of 10 argument. So we didn't get in, like get back to my house till like past 1 a.m.
Oh my God.
And yeah. I had gotten up at 5 a.m. Central time because I had a Zoom interview with Ball State at 7 a.m. because then I had to leave for the airport at 7:30. So I was up since 5 a.m. Central time and didn't get to Bailey's house till like 1:30 a.m. Pacific time.
Holy
It was crazy.
That
But
was Tuesday?
that
Yeah.
was, yeah, Tuesday. It was
Into
Tuesday.
Wednesday at this point, right?
Yeah. So it was crazy. But like one of the flight
Jeez.
options was connecting because I chose to fly through St. Louis. It's easier to get from St. Louis to Santa Ana for some reason than Chicago to Santa Ana. And one of the flight options was to connect through Chicago. And I was like, I
Dude,
could have just
yeah.
driven to the Chicago
Yeah, when we were going to Vegas, one of the options was to fly out of the Quad Cities with a layover at O'Hare, and I'm like, ain't no way I'm driving to O'Hare.
No.
No. That's stupid.
So by this point, I'm delirious and she's delirious because I was getting over a cold. We're driving home and we're talking about Gladiator 2, y'all. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like I want to see it. It's got Courtney's man in it, Pedro Pascal. And Kristen goes, no, that's not his name. His name is Paul Mescal.
I am.
And I was like, N no, I'm pretty sure his name is Pedro.
It's both.
Well, it was just funny because I had just had the conversation with you at the wine cellars about liking Paul Mezcal. And I'm like, Billy, he's an Irish actor. Like, his name is Paul Mezcal.
Yeah, and I
His name is Pedro
was
Pascal.
like,
Guys,
no,
it's both, and they're both hot.
his name is Pedro.
And I've been calling them to Desi, I've been calling them. Oh, I don't remember now. I've mashed their names up and it worked really well.
Well, we figured it out eventually that you
After I yelled at
know.
her to Google it.
And she was like, wait, make sure Pedro is in this movie and I'm just not like making up a racist name. And I
No,
was
you were
like,
both right.
we figured it out.
They're
They're
both
both in the
in
movie and
the
Courtney likes both of them.
I do.
As you should.
Yeah. You should watch Normal
But
People, Bailey.
yeah.
It's good.
That's what I said. That's what I said.
He's in other stuff too, but that one is top tier.
It's
Did you go see
Chef's
it?
Kiss. Not yet.
No. I feel like I've been running. Oh, jeez. I have four tiny bottles of Jaeger beside me that they're empty, but
Was like,
one of them
whoa.
just fell over. Little baby bottles
Well,
from
I
a
was like,
previous
well, you're
day.
just pre-gaming this
No,
podcast.
no, no. No, I've been so busy. I did participate in Blackout Wednesday. It was wild. And that's the last time I drank. Oh, I had some wine on Thanksgiving, but that didn't count.
Nice.
It's just like I had like a glass. And then I went to bed so early on Thanksgiving. I went to bed at like 7.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Wow. We didn't
I couldn't
eat till
stay
like
up.
seven.
Yeah, I could not stay awake. I
Yeah, girl, you're running yourself ragged.
know. St. Louis was crazy though.
Oh, yeah. How was your girls' trip?
It was great. We went to a burlesque show. If you have never been to one, I do recommend. Burlesque is
I've always
great.
wanted to go. It looks fun.
It's like drag, but like if you ask me, hotter. And I mean, like drag is hot, but burlesque is like very sexy.
Yeah, I love
And
burlesque.
good. That's about it. We're just drunk the whole time.
I'm glad you made it back alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was worried.
I took Kristen Black Friday shopping because I, for those who don't know, I live right across the street from a mall, like literally right across the street. And so we didn't have to deal with Black Friday shopping. So we went on Wednesday and we went on Friday because we didn't have to park or anything. On Friday, we rolled up around like noon. Like it wasn't even like true Black Friday shopping. And I took Kristen back into the Athleta store and she proceeded to buy not one item, but an entire matching outfit. And it's
Wow.
so cute. I know, like I cannot be trusted at a mall. So poor Bailey. Just she's such a great person to shop with though, because she just like, well, I'm like, I'm so indecisive. I'm like, I don't know, do I want this? Do I like this? And then she just tells me yes or no
Yeah,
and supports my decisions.
when we were in St. Louis, we went to several boutiques, and I'm just not like a boutique shopping kind of gal. That's not usually my style. But then we went to another one, but it was like the largest size was like a medium large, and I was like, "Oh, you guys brought a big girl into a little girl store." But I found, listen, I found a faux leather jacket, and I was like, the girl was like, "You should try it on," and I said, I don't think, because I had a jacket on, and I said, "You can't see these shoulders underneath this jacket." But I said, "I look like I play rugby," and she was like, "No, I promise, I think it'll fit." And guess what? It fucking fit.
Ooh,
Did you
what
get it?
color is it?
Yeah, because it was 50% off,
As it should be.
nice. And if you spent $75, you got $30 off. So I bought a pair of knockoff, like the platform UGG clogs. So I got those and then that, and I only spent, I think I spent $69 altogether.
Wow,
Oh,
that's
because
great.
I got Desi a bag as well.
Nice.
Oh,
Yeah.
that's good.
I know. I was like, period.
I
Nice.
spent way more than $69, but you should
So
see
did my friends.
the
Did it
puffer
already
coat I
come?
got. No, not yet, actually. I hope it comes tomorrow before I leave for the airport, but we'll see. I ordered it to my house because I didn't want to put it in my suitcase because it's like a
Absolutely.
puffer,
Yeah,
but
that's
it's
like that
so cute.
denim jumpsuit I bought while I was out there, and we had to like stuff it down into my
Yeah.
suitcase.
Yeah, we just, I'm so excited for you to come in January, but like to those listening, like, do you know those, like, everyone's always like feels like they have to entertain people, but I feel like your true best friends are people that can come visit you and you can sit on the couch for 6 hours and do nothing and be completely entertained. We watched Harry Potter. And then Kristen left. Kristen and I decided to continue watching the series. So now we're on movie six.
Oh my
Now
God, movie six is my favorite.
Half-Blood Prince. So, okay, that being said, what are we listening or talking about today?
Good question.
This is whoa. We are going to be talking about Flawless by Elsie Silver, and it is book one in right, yeah, book one in the Chestnut Springs series.
Because that's where it takes place, in a town called Chestnut Springs.
Kristen, you want to give your quick little thing where you're that you say about
Yes.
the books?
Sure. So we are adults doing an adult podcast talking about adult books using adult words. So just be mindful of the listening ears around you.
Period. Right now, by the way, like my vocal stem is saying period, just and so I'm gonna say it several times and I apologize right now, but I cannot stop saying it. Okay, content warnings and content and trigger warnings are parental abandonment, parental infidelity recounted, toxic relationship and grooming, child abuse, divorce, alcohol consumption, congenital heart defect, recovery, including heart surgery mentioned, heart attack of a parent, a bull riding accident with mentions of the injuries, dieting and food shaming mentioned, grief and loss depiction, death of a mother and childbirth recounted, and stalking. However, the stalking within this book is not like haunting Adeline stalking. It's goes more into like grooming and stalking.
Got
There's
it.
like a it's like a I don't want to spoil the book for you. So it's just like a power dynamic, much like Credence, you know, power dynamics and who
Oh,
should and
Pretty
should not be
Creed.
in a relationship
Oh,
together. Yeah.
I'm so excited for this. It looks like a quick read. I always see it at Target when I go, so.
Yeah, I would agree. It is, it's like one of those, like you said, a palate cleanser. It's nice to read something like this in between Credence and
Who
I
knows
haven't
what
really been
else?
reading. Yeah, I've been
Well, yeah, I just
re-listening.
started rereading a or well, I reread the first book of the series, and then I proceeded to buy the two other books in the series last year and then never read the other two books. So I just finished rereading the first book in this Mafia series, and now I'm on the second one, and this one's super good, guys. It's the Game Maker series by Cressley Cole. She is a smut queen. Immortals After Dark series, which maybe we'll cover one of those eventually. So good. So yeah, I'm excited to hear this. I will say that the cover, it's like pink, right?
There's two different covers. There's
Okay.
one that's like the pinkish with like the cowboy boots or hat or whatever it is on it, and it makes it look super,
Cutesy. Yeah.
yeah.
I don't
And
want to
it
read
is,
it. It like I've never picked it up because
yes.
of that reason.
And then the other cover is like a cowboy and a woman, and they're like embraced. So honestly, neither cover would make me want to pick it up. I think that you would have to just read it, and then you'd be like, oh, this is actually better than what I thought it would, judging a book by its cover. But I liked it.
Yeah, see, my thing is like for covers, this is like a tangent, guys. It's listed on our things we talk about. So I think when it comes to like book covers, my personal opinion is it either needs to be one of the early circa 2000s hot man on the cover without a shirt and like tiger stripes or whatever the shit it is about, or it needs to be like artsy, you know, like
Yeah.
some sort of like painting or abstract thing. I don't, you know what I mean? I don't want clip art. All right. All right. Let's go. Tell me about this book.
Okay. You want to start? You want me to start?
I could set it
Okay.
up
Okay, go ahead.
because you're gonna have to take the bulk of this one.
I got it.
Okay, so the two main characters, the girl's name is Summer. And then there is a bull rider named Rhett. And Rhett, the book starts with Rhett getting in trouble because he's like a famous bull rider and he is a sponsor, or one of his biggest sponsors is a milk company. And he's caught in public talking about how much he hates milk.
This is so funny to me. Like, he's in trouble because he talks shit about milk.
Like TBH, I hate milk.
I do too. I mean, I understand that, like, he's probably contractually obligated to not say a bad thing about milk, but I laughed through this whole thing because people stop him and they're like, you should be ashamed of yourself for talking about milk that way. He gets stopped in the airport and they're like, Rhett Eaton, you're a bad boy.
God. Bad
Yeah.
boy of milk.
Yeah. So, but also like it's because he's from like such a small town and like everyone in that like where he lives is like farmers and they make their living off of like selling milk and stuff and he's like the greatest thing to come out of this town and so they all feel like personally victimized by Rhett
Yeah.
Eaton not
Yeah.
enjoying milk.
Yeah. And also his family, he's from a family of cattle farmers. So these people are like, I can't believe you.
Oh,
Yeah.
wow. So everyone's really crying over spilt milk, I guess you could
Literally.
say. And so he lost one of his biggest sponsors. And Summer's dad is his agent. And her father, well, she works for the agency as well. And she is sent to essentially babysit Rhett in order to like build back up the public opinion of him. Like she's like monitoring him, making sure he doesn't screw up again. And she's like, they're from LA, right? Is it LA? Or California?
No, they all live in Canada.
Oh.
In this one.
Oh, maybe I blocked that part out of my
Yeah,
mind. That's actually
maybe.
something I do with everything Canada now.
They're from Calgary, and he's from
Right.
Chestnut Springs, which I believe from the way the book makes it sound is that Chestnut Springs is like on the outskirts of Calgary, but it's like
Right.
a tiny town.
No, you are so correct. I just pretended like that wasn't the case. So for everyone, this does take place in Canada. I just have some PTSD with Canada. Okay.
Wait, what? Like California? What? We're
I
in
really
Canada?
like in my brain made the story like this agency was in LA and she was flying to like Montana is like how I redirected that scenario, but she's from like City Living and he is from a ranch. And they're
Yeah.
all in Canada, okay? All right,
Yeah.
Canada. whatever.
Yes, Calgary.
Calgary. And
Calgary. So, okay.
You know, she like rocks up to the ranch and it's, you know, a ranch and she's like looking like a city girl. Whatever.
Yeah. And Rhett cannot stand her. He's like, this city girl, look how she's dressed. Ugh. As soon as he saw her, he hated her, but I think it's because he actually thought she was hot. So that's what it was.
Oh, you know.
You know how they do.
Mm-hmm. Wait, didn't she go to a coffee shop first?
No, he met her in the meeting that they had.
Oh, right. I'm thinking of another book. So sorry. Okay.
It's okay. It's okay. I got you.
We can't keep track.
When they're in this meeting, Rhett describes, Summer used to love Rhett. She's a little bit younger than him because he's like 38. And she used to have a poster of him on her bedroom wall.
Probably sucking milk from udders.
Yeah, yeah. When she was a teenager. Yeah.
That's how I would market it. Got milk.
Also, and he has long hair. And I think by long, it's like shoulder length. I'm not really into it. A lot of times I'm like, oh, I love it. But I'm not into Rhett's long hair. So I just pretend he doesn't have long hair.
That's fine. Just like I pretend like he doesn't live in Canada.
Yeah, that's okay. Also, he describes Summer as shiny mahogany hair, black glasses, doll-like face, plump lips, sparkling chocolate eyes. But he thinks she's uptight, so he hates her.
Mm-hmm.
So he has what color hair?
She has mahogany hair.
Oh, he's talking about her.
Yes, yes, she has mahogany
hair. What is mahogany? Is it just brown?
Yeah. Yeah, the cover shows her, Summer has like dark hair.
Okay, finally, someone with not...
I know.
Not hearing blue eyes. Sorry, Kristen.
It's okay.
We're over it.
It's okay, I'll take this loss.
So Summer shows up at the farm and Rhett hates her, but Rhett's brothers and father love her. They think mm-hmm. she's so cute and she's witty. There's great banter in this book. I think that's what makes it good. She doesn't just let him be mean to her and run and cry. She's mean back to him. And so I really like it. So his dad is like, we're going to the bar because they're going to go dance or something.
I think it's important though to note that she is living in in the family house through the while she's on contract, like trying to help him. So
yeah, she's to babysit him.
Yeah. So that's she's like in the family house.
Yeah, she's trying to keep him out of trouble. So she's going to go live with him on the farm and she's going to follow him around on tour just to make sure, because he's known as a ladies' man. He likes to sleep around. He's not a one guy kind of man or a one woman kind of man. He calls himself an equal opportunity cowboy. So he gets okay. Around.
I'll have to add that term to my diversity statement.
Yeah. I'm an equal opportunity cowgirl. So they, okay, where am I at? So they go to the bar and all of a sudden Rhett can't stop thinking about Summer's lips and how possibly they looked wrapped around his dick. That's just what the book says. This is from the book.
From Elsie Silver herself.
Yeah, yeah. The speed at which this book goes from like super cute and fluffy to very dirty is like that. It's like,
yeah,
very dirty.
I mean, on page 2 of this book, they were already having sex. So.
Yeah, I love that. this one is like, I'm going to say this is more of a medium burn, but all of a sudden he's talking dirty all of a sudden.
In his brain.
Yeah, in his brain. He's like, yeah, like he said, I wonder how those lips would look wrapped around my peen. And we're like, whoa, I thought you hated her. Sorry, there's a hair wrapped around my septum ring. I'm not picking my nose. Okay, so we're at the bar. And because of this milk stunt that's happened to him, Rhett's brother, Bo,
mm-hmm.
I didn't write, okay, brother Bo, thinks it'll be funny if he keeps sending Rhett milk drinks in the bar. Which is really funny if you ask me. And so the bartender works her way up to eventually just bringing him a warm glass of milk. And he's getting really upset and he's like, I'm gonna go And then he goes over there, and that's when he's like, all of a sudden, he's like, okay, actually, summer's kind of hot. And so he sits and he has drinks with them the rest of the night. So, night one, he did not get in any trouble at the bar. We ride. So he has a what are they called? Why can't I think? A rodeo. Goes to a rodeo, and he's really sore after a ride. So summer, am I skipping anything? Does that feel good?
No, not that I. This
Okay.
book does kind of move.
It does. Okay.
So, just a little quick recap. He's a bull rider, rodeo
Yes, a
star,
bull rider. Yes.
and she has just been hired to babysit him.
Well, technically, she wants to be a sports agent. And so she thinks that, and her dad's name is Kip, by the way. Kip says, you do this. And she thinks this is a way to prove herself to her dad. She thinks she has to prove herself. So she's going to go babysit. And so she can eventually maybe be a full-time sports agent. Right now, she's just a lawyer. That's what she went to school for.
Got it.
So she's just trying to prove herself with Kip. So they go. This is the first rodeo with them together on the road. I think he does really well, but it's a bad landing. And he has a shoulder injury anyways that he just doesn't want to talk about because he knows that if he sees the doctor will tell him he can't ride. So he's just self-medicating.
Because he's a man.
Yeah, because he
And he.
is.
Oh, sorry.
Go
No, I was
ahead.
gonna say he's like really like old for a bull
Yeah.
rider,
Yes,
like
38 is old
the
for bull
shelf life.
rider.
Yeah.
Yes. So he's kind of injured and he won't take care of himself. So Summer's like, you know what? I'm gonna do it for you. So here we go.
Classic.
She comes into his she knocks on his door and she's like, let me in, motherfucker. And he's like, what the fuck do you want? So she comes in and she gives him a massage. And then she leaves
Nope.
because that's all the farther we go. But he's turned on by it. And he has to go self-satisfy himself in the bathroom. This happens a lot for him. He likes her too much. He's jerking it a lot in the bathroom.
Poor guy.
Well, Rob calls her. She answers it. This is like our where we like kind of figure find out we find out about Rob. So Rob calls and he's like, what are you doing? I see you're on the road with some bull rider. He's not good enough for you, whatever. But it's weird because then she talks about Rob being her doctor. And then she says something weird like, but who knows? Because he kind of did groom me. So
What?
but we don't get any more information. We're like, who is this man? Are they dating or is that just her doctor? I'm so confused. He talks about appointments or something. I'm like, this is a doctor? I don't know. So we're still on the road. Summer's heater doesn't work in her hotel room. And Rhett goes, once again, very caveman like, and he says, you gotta sleep in my room because it's too cold here. You can't be sleeping in a cold room. So she comes over, and for some reason, she's contemplating her sexy lingerie under her jammies, like as if he can see through her jammies. And she's like, should I take these off? Should I? Is this okay? And I'm like, well, he doesn't know they're there. So I don't think it really matters. So it makes you feel good, girl. Wear them.
Yeah,
So
you
she
do
wears
you.
them. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I personally prefer good old lady cotton underwear and a wireless bra, but to each their own.
I wore tights and a skirt and a real bra today. And as soon as I got home, I was like, these gotta go. And I peeled my tights right off of me. And I was like, oh, felt so good.
Unfortunately, when we went Black Friday shopping with Kristen and I was like, I need a real bra. So I like don't have one. And so we went to Aerie, and I think I tried on like six different bras. The side boobage cannot be contained.
I don't even buy bras with wires anymore. Anyways, tangents. So, okay, Summer's heater isn't working, so she's in Rhett's room. Now, Rhett says, let me order us some food, baby girl. And so he gets them some food, and I think, oh, wings. They get wings.
Chicken
And
wings.
yeah, which, by the way, my love language, I love chicken wings. But you have to really love me to watch me eat chicken wings. Otherwise, you would not like me because sauce is all over my face. I'm not wiping my face in between because it's just going to get dirty again. I don't care. We were eating dinner one night, like a family dinner, and my stepsister's husband looked over. I mean, he goes, "I've never seen anyone eat wings like that." I'm like, "Get used to it, buddy." I'm not stopping.
That's
I don't think
funny.
there's a way to eat wings
Yeah, unless you're like picking it demurely.
apart and like, that's not me though. I
No,
am
I'm just like,
like a corn cob, like
yeah.
going to town. And
As you
apparently this
should.
is, yeah, this is how Summer eats her wings, because she has sauce all over her face and Rhett wipes it off for her. And I swear to God, it was a page long, just paragraphs of emotions. And I believe this was from her point of view because we switch back and forth between chapters. But I swear it was like a page long worth of her being like, is he gonna do anything? Is he gonna kiss me? Because he like wipes her lip, like, like,
No,
that's
gross. With
sexy.
buffalo sauce? No.
Well, no, he's wiped the sauce off. Well,
Oh.
but I mean, it's probably still on there, but then he like, anyways, I think it's sexy.
I mean, the way you're doing it is very sexy. So, especially with your nails, they look great right
Oh,
now.
you're right. I can't see. I have my notes in front of my face on the Zoom, so I have no idea what I look like. Okay, she says, well, I said the anticipation is killing me. And she's getting off on the feel of her undies against her core, straight from the book. Her underwear is rubbing her core, her clit. I don't know. But she's getting off.
Yeah, can we like stop? Can we like get romance authors to stop saying the word core? Because like
Core.
when I hear the word core, I'm like, so you're sucking it in, like you know, like you're doing some ab crunches. Like I don't,
Right.
you know.
Yeah. I don't like that either. There are some words where I'm like, just say the real word. You can say
Yeah.
clit. I like it.
Or I mean, I can handle core better than the center of me.
Yeah. Or the
No.
sex. The this my sex.
Oh yeah, I
Oh,
hate
my sex,
that.
that's bad.
That takes me right out of it.
Yeah.
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 Just
That's
like
like,
snowballing takes me right
no,
out
I love snowballing. You take that back.
of it. So gross. Again, not to yuck anyone's
It's just not your yum.
yum. Correct.
Yeah, me neither. But I'm glad I know what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
Education is key.
it is.
Okay. So anyway, she's getting turned on, but then she pulls away. So no hanky panky just yet. But she is wet and horny and frustrated. So they take it down a notch and then they go lay in bed. And he was gonna
They take it
sleep.
down a notch so they go lay in bed together
Yeah,
or
well,
separately?
listen, they go to bed and he was gonna sleep on the floor. Excuse
But
me.
she's like, you're injured. No.
Yeah, you're injured and you're huge. You can lay in bed with me. We can be adults. We're fine. So he gets in bed with her and then they kind of start talking about their childhoods and they get a little deep. And we find out that I'm trying to get my notes up here so I don't get confused. So Summer's dad is Rhett, but the woman, or not Rhett, Summer's dad is Kip. But the woman Kip is married to is not Summer's mother because Summer's mother is the nanny that so would have been her older sister's nanny. So there was some infidelity on Kip's part, got the nanny preggers, and then she was like, I don't want the baby. And he's like, well, I'll take it. I'll bring it to my house and I'll make my excuse me, I'll make my wife help me raise my affair child.
What is
And
this, the 18th century? Like,
I know, crazy.
yeah,
Anyways, he does it.
so like her not real mom, but the like mom she grew up with, like resented her entire life growing up because it wasn't her kid.
Yeah, which then transferred over into her sister also holding on to that resentment because that's how she saw her mom act towards Summer. However, Kip loves Summer. There's no There's no weirdness there. And on, it honestly kind of seems like he likes summer better than, by the way, sister's name is Winter. So summer and winter. I think he likes summer better than winter, honestly. That's just what I get from the book. I don't know. I'm not a parent,
Yeah,
but.
no, I got that vibe too.
So Kip was getting busy with the nanny, had summer. Then Rhett chooses to open up and he says that his mom is gone. And then he elaborates and says that she passed away during the birth of his younger sister. So we are opening up, we are sharing things, and then they're holding hands all of the
So
sudden.
cute.
And no one's pulling away, and it's not sexy by any means. They're just holding each other, I guess, just telling each other things. And then Summer says that she had health issues when she was younger, an undiagnosed congenital heart defect. But then she had surgery and it fixed it. But she got a lingering infection, and then it killed her teenage years. So she really didn't get to grow up like most teenagers did. So they're still holding hands, and they kind of fall asleep that way after all of these admissions. And then when he wakes up, I believe when he wakes up, she's gone back to her room, and he once
I see.
again, yeah, he
And
once
then he
again
goes
fucks
into the bathroom.
and fucks his hand. So twice now he's done that.
All that practice, like milking the cows, like
You're right. You're right. Then okay, so that part's over. That part on the road is over, and we're back into Calgary. And Summer convinces Rhett to go get X-rays. And so we're at the hospital, which is the same hospital that Summer went to, like where she had all of her surgeries and her treatments. But this is also where we meet Winter, which I didn't really write down, but they just like have a brief moment in the hallway, and it's just very cold. Like you wouldn't think they were sisters if you saw them interacting. They're like, "Hello, how are you? I'm great. It's great to see you. Hopefully you can make it to next family dinner. Bye."
See you next
That's all we
Christmas
get.
type of vibes.
And so then they leave the hospital, and she spots Rob's McLaren in the parking lot. And Rhett suggests something to maybe make him jealous since he's being weird and stalking her a little. Kristen, do you want to tell us what happened?
I don't remember.
Oh, well,
I'm
Rhett's
on
we're professional.
the edge
Oh,
of
I'm sorry. Rhett's suggestion is that they make him jealous by kissing,
Oh,
as people
not
normally
her.
do. So this is our first kiss. And she says he has possessive hands, and he cradles her skull, and he lights her up, and he burns her down, and it's freaking fireworks. And he ass grips, steely pants bulge, and she moans in the parking lot. And I said, he, kicking my feet. And she says it's a thigh squeezing kiss, but she pulls back first because she's still like, this, I got to keep it professional. You're my client. You're my client. So it was just to make Rob jealous. No one had any feelings about this kiss at all. We're not getting attached. It's fine. It's fine.
Everything's fine.
It's
I'm
fine.
sorry, class. I did not show up with notes to this session today.
That's okay. You can interject, and you can remind me of things that maybe I didn't think were important.
If they pop
So.
into my brain. I feel like I'm getting a little, because I read the whole series. So, and it all takes place in Chestnut Springs. So I'm like, I
A
think,
little blurry, like it all
yeah,
kind
I'm
of.
like, didn't they meet in the coffee shop? I think that's book two.
Okay.
A different character. Anyway.
The kiss at the hospital.
Got it.
Okay, so then they get back in the car and they're heading out. And
So, can I interrupt?
yeah.
I'm a little confused. So we meet Rob, who's a
We
doctor.
don't really meet him.
Oh,
He's
okay. He's just
in his
there.
car. Yeah.
Oh, that's where it's confused. I was like, did I miss?
Yeah.
Was I looking
Yeah.
at my DoorDash app instead of listening?
Yeah, no. So he's in his
In his
car,
McLaren.
in his McLaren, and I believe, if I remember correctly, he's parked in, he's either illegally parked, just like in a spot that's not a spot, or he's in a handicap spot.
Got it.
I can't remember. But I know he's parked somewhere he shouldn't be.
He's a
And
shitty
his
parker.
yeah,
Chaos.
he's a shitty parker, he's a shitty person. So Summer then tells Rhett while they're in the car, I believe it's in the car, it's some point after this. Rob was her cardiothoracic surgeon when she was a teenager. And that's when, okay, that's what she meant by he groomed her, because she wasn't old enough to have a relationship with him until she was 18, right? But she knew him early on in her teenage years. She says that nothing happened till she was legal. But at this point, I said, I don't believe that, because he was grooming her, obviously, and that is something. And then I said, I couldn't help it. I thought Summer's sister was going to be in the car with Rob. That was my initial thoughts.
Oh,
I
really?
thought, yeah, I thought something was going to like jump out at us and be like, oh, like a, oh, wow, I can't believe that. You know, she couldn't believe her sister would be with Rob.
Oh,
So,
well, that's an
but that,
interesting thought.
I know.
That's what I thought.
So,
I mean, I haven't read the book, but that's thinking this is where this was going.
right. And so, and I wrote in my notes, I said, I'm still not ruling that out yet. So then Rhett's pissed off about this. Like, he obviously can't, he hates that she was groomed like that. He thinks it's wrong. Summer's like, it's really not that big of a deal. I was legal, whatever, even though it's gross. She was groomed. So we're back on the road, and Rhett has a good ride, and Summer has regrets. What am I writing? Hang on, let me read this. Oh, okay. So Rhett has a good ride, and Summer must have said some things to him that she was upset about, and she regretted saying. So she runs to him in the back. However, when she sees him, he's got a buckle bunny pressed up against a fence panel, and like, ew, I thought in my notes I said boo, I thought they were about to bang. Like, I really thought this was going to be our moment,
No.
and it wasn't. So she turns around, she's gonna storm out, and she bumps again. These girls, they're just running right into these hard chests of these big old men. So she bumps into a man's chest, and his name is Emmett, and we don't like Emmett. He's gross. He When people talk about Rhett being a ladies' man and sleeping with all these women, truly it's Emmett. It is not Rhett. So Emmett is bad. And they both Summer and Rhett have described him as looking like a Ken doll. So gross. We don't want it. So no genitalia.
See, Kristen's over here like, don't tempt me with a recessive trait.
I know. We don't want the
Kendall.
Ken doll. So Emmett's like, come on out with me. And she says, okay. But at the bar, we learn that Rhett was only talking to this woman because this woman was asking about Theo, and Theo's like one of the cute little boys on the tour with them. We like Theo. He's a sweet pea.
And he's like young, and Brett has like taken him under his wing to like
Rhett,
mentor. Aww.
Theo's dad was Rhett's mentor, and Theo's dad died in a bull riding accident, and so he's kind of taken Theo under his wing. So at the bar, she finds this out, but then like something weird happens, and that Emmett is like, let's take body shots. And Rhett's like, hell no. Also, there's a thing about a cowboy hat, and I'm not into rodeos, so I don't really know. But apparently, if you put someone's hat on your head, it means you're theirs.
Oh,
Yeah.
okay. Like
And
at least for the
she,
evening.
right. So she, Summer unknowingly takes Emmett's hat and plunks it on her head, and Rhett sees red. He's like, hell no. Hell no. And so he runs over there because Summer's not aware of the rules. And if Rhett knows this, so he's got to go stop this.
And like Summer is out this evening, like with Emmett, like kind of to get back at Rhett. Like she doesn't usually like go out like this.
No, but she's really doing it to her fullest. She's riding the mechanical bull. She is gyrating on that thing. Rhett is pissed off. She gets down, and that's when she plunks the hat on her head. And because Emmett's trying to do body shots with Summer. But then.
Okay, I have to pause. Has anyone here done a body shot?
Yeah.
No, that seems.
I've
Like, this sounds
not.
like me in the summer. Oh, shit.
So when
But
we when,
minus the rodeo. There's
so
no
like
rodeos.
that's true. I mean, educate the masses. When we say body shot, do we mean like Coyote Ugly, like just lay on the bar and put a shot glass on your belly button? Like, what are we
That's
talking
not what
about?
this one is.
Are we talking
I
about
can
just
tell
like
you that.
pour vodka on your belly button and then lick it up? Like,
Yeah, and then you take the lime out of the mouth.
yeah.
I don't know if that which one this was in the book because I don't remember.
Guys, belly buttons are gross.
That is
Okay, like
true.
to be fair, I haven't done a body shot like since college, but
I mean, I've never
I've
done
never.
one, but yeah.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, in general,
And usually I've never done like taken the shot off of someone. Like I've been the person.
You've been the body to the body
Yay.
shot.
Yeah, she's the
So.
cup. Okay.
So you're welcome for
Got
that
it.
information, everybody.
Okay, so Rhett says in his head, he's like, my God, I want to spank her and fuck her and shove this cock between her lips. Just so you know, that's the speed
Oh.
at which this book goes from like real cute to we about to fuck. Okay,
So like
so
dominating ish
yes.
fucking.
So Summer has the shot wedged in her titties.
Oh.
He takes the shot. Yeah, Summer. Yeah, so he takes the shot, and whipped cream in her mouth and says, "You wish that was my cum, don't you?" And like the
Oh.
good girl she is, she swallows. And she says, "Oh wait, hang on, I'm getting ahead of myself, but." So she swallows that whipped cream. I think they walk out of the bar with the whipped cream, and this may happen in the hotel hallway in front of the doors.
He just like steals the bottle of whipped cream from
Okay.
the bar.
Yes. That's exactly what happens. You see, I said real quick, the pace at which the fluff talk flies to filth is whiplash, so just beware. So they're in this hallway and he still has the whipped cream because she I think she like goes to run out. She's kind of mad at him a little bit and she runs out and he follows her and so she has the whipped cream. And then he takes
Oh.
the whipped cream and he does that and says that. And she says to him, "Ruin me." And listen, Rhett Eaton is a man of his word.
Wait,
He
is his
will.
last name Eaton?
Yeah. And
Like
let me tell you what,
eating?
he's about to be eating her out.
I
Love a cowboy romance.
And he does just that. He's about to eat her out, and she tells him that she's never had her clit nibbled on before, which honestly is a criminal offense, if you ask me. That's just me.
Criminal jail.
And in case you're wondering, he's thick and she's tight as always. This is where I take really good notes. I'm like, plot, 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 smut.
Is it the thing where he has to like hold himself shuddering as she gets
Yes.
used to his size.
Yeah. Yes, there is a condom involved in this, so it's not like, it's always like when they take the condom off, that's when they really can't handle it. But she is tight, and he is having trouble keeping it together. He alternates between, and this is again straight out of the book. He alternates between fucking her with his big old cock and his tongue, and he doesn't let her come until she tells him why. Because he thinks it's because she's never been with anyone like him. And that she's trying to branch out or some shit. But she tells him it's because she likes him and that she wants to be exclusive. All while they're having sex for the first time.
Oh, that's a lot.
She's like,
Also, I'm so sorry.
seriously?
I'm watching Christian in the background try to get the dogs not to play with the squeaky toys.
I can't hear it.
Yeah, we can't hear it.
Oh, they can't.
Yeah, they can't hear it. So you're
Yeah.
good.
You're good. You're good. It's a good microphone.
Okay, so wait, so he's like cock fucking her and then he's mouth fucking her
Yeah.
and back and forth. And what's
Yeah,
this whiplash?
she still hasn't come yet because he's like, tell me why, tell me why, tell me why.
Tell
And
me
she's
why
like,
what?
okay, fine, I like you. I want to be exclusive with you. I know I'm your agent, but I want to date you.
Yeah.
And he says,
Oh.
okay, say no more. And then they literally make love. So then they start fucking real slow. Yeah.
It turns into a tango.
Yeah. And then I think this is like the next day. And they're taking a little bath, and Rhett is forcing Summer to talk about her feelings. And that's when she's like, okay, actually, I'm afraid. It'll look unprofessional if I date you. But then Rhett's like, okay, but fuck that because I like you and you like me. And like, who cares? Who cares? Your dad is Kip. Who cares? And she's like, well, I'm just trying to make a name for myself, whatever.
Wait, so is Summer the production, the produce of Kip's affair?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
And then he tells her, Rhett tells Summer that he thinks that Dr. Douche made her think that being with anyone is something to hide because Rob and her had to sneak around because he didn't want anyone to know that he was fucking his patient.
Yeah, also because like he would have been at least 12 years older than her.
Yeah, it's unethical.
Yeah.
It's unethical. So that happens. They're in the shower or the bathtub. They get out and then they're just naked on the bed and they're talking some more. And Rob calls because Rob can't stop calling her. He's got to keep up. He's because he's stalking her basically. If he can't have her, he doesn't want anyone else to have her, but he doesn't really want her. He's got his own thing going on. So
He's
Rob,
possessive.
yes. So Rob calls while they're naked on the bed still, remember? And Rhett's like, get over here. And Summer, he makes Summer ride his face while she's talking to Rhett on the phone.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Rob says things like Rhett's uneducated, unruly, and he's just a different breed of man. Gross, 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 gross.
He's
He
going to
can.
Vag Town, like just like
Yeah. Yeah. Meanwhile, she's like, uh-huh. And so Summer says, you know what, Rob? He's the breed of man. He's the breed of man enough to eat my pussy, which pisses Rob off, but makes Rhett feral. So he bites her clit and then she comes on his face and she's screaming. She's like, Rhett! And then she has to hang the phone up really fast.
That makes me go
Yeah, it's
hee.
a great moment. It's a great moment.
Yeah, you know Elsie Silver, she's a good, I like her books.
Yeah. Yeah, I was, sorry, my phone rang. I was really impressed by the smut because I thought it was going to be like, not that I think your picks and books aren't smutty, Kristen. I don't want you to think that. I just, from the cover and
She's
that it was,
bashing your smut choices.
no, I'm not at all. I know we have crossover likes. But I just, at first, I just thought this was going to be like fluffy and then a little smutty. And then all of a sudden, and he's like, ride my face until you come while you're on the phone with
Really?
your ex or whatever he was. And I was like, hell yeah. So I have the audiobook and it's also on Kindle Unlimited. And I was like, I gotta go back and listen to this on the audio just because this is really cool.
For research.
Just for research purposes, I need to go listen to this scene on audio. And I did, and it was good. Oh my gosh, sorry. So then after that, I said after she comes on his face while on the phone, he then after that, he connects the freckles on her back and makes it spell out mine. Because she's got freckles apparently, and he thinks they're cute. And so like a dot, like a number dot, whatever, he spells out mine in her freckles. And she's like, oh my God, what a man.
What
Yeah,
a utter eaten man.
She's passing out. She's in love. She's in love, but we don't, she doesn't know that yet. So they're off, they're back home, and this is when we learn that Rhett's family doesn't really care for him riding bulls. And I understand that, and this is what my notes say. Look, I understand that bull riding is dangerous, but this motherfucker is doing this to earn money for his family and the farm, and they won't even go to the local rodeo to support him, and it pisses me off. Like they planned a road trip during the time when the local rodeo was, so that they couldn't go to it. And I think that's so, I don't even care. Like, just the local one, I don't know. It makes me mad because he's doing it for them and they just don't seem to understand it. And they're always like, please quit. You have to quit. Stop doing it. And he's like, no, this is what I like to do. And I don't know what else I would do if I didn't do it.
Yeah, they're, he's not like not, like all his brothers, they all like work on the ranch. Except for him, he's like the only one, and he like has no desire to work the ranch. So like, bull riding is like his passion, but his family's like really worried he's gonna get like killed. You know,
how much do rodeo stars make? You think?
Well, he is top.
Yeah, it's that milk sponsorship.
Well, he lost the milk sponsorship. That's the issue.
There's a little nephew, and he says he would like to go, but his dad literally is like, you'll never fucking go to a fucking rodeo. And I'm like, okay, damn, Cade, chill.
Yeah, like, Cade's a little aggressive.
But Jasper says he'll go, and just, we haven't talked about Jasper, but he's just their friend who's randomly a goalie for an NHL team in the area. I don't know if maybe he has his own book later on.
He's the second book, and it's really good. Highly recommend.
About hockey?
Yeah, so it's a really good.
Okay.
But Jasper had a really bad family situation, and they took him in. So, like, he's not blood related, but, like, he's like, always been in the family.
They don't touch on that in this book. He's just, like, their friend who's, they're like, oh, he's in town, so they go to the bar together, or he's going to go to the road.
Yeah, okay, maybe I must know that because I read his book, but
yeah,
like adopted into the family.
Okay, good to know. That brings things into perspective. And then, so they're at the table, and Rhett hates it when his brothers are around Summer because they're kind of flirty with her, and it's probably because they know that Rhett likes her. But his dad says to him, it never mattered whose eyes were on your mom because her eyes were always on me. And sure enough, when Rhett looks up, Summer is looking at Rhett. So just cute little moments. And when I was in St. Louis, there's a picture of me and my friend drinking out of a fishbowl. And Desi's in the background. And Desi is so clearly looking at me while I'm drinking this fishbowl. And she's like, looking at me. And I'm like, good.
That's true love right there.
Yeah. Aw, Courtney and Desi, so cute.
Like, okay, that's so cute. And Desi was like, did you see that picture? I was looking right at you. I was like, no, I saw it. I saw you stalking me.
Like, I saw it.
Okay, so they're at the bar, they're at this table, at the table eating, and then his dad is like, and we're gonna go to the bar again. So they go back out, and they kiss at the bar in front of people. So now we're like publicly saying, hey, we like each other.
Yeah, hard launch.
Yeah, just a hard launch at a tiny bar, but people know Rhett, so they're gonna talk about it. We must leave the bar and go somewhere because, but the next thing I wrote down was, what a good fucking girl you are, fucking your fingers while I fuck your throat. He's on her knees and nothing but chaps. Oh, because they're on the road and he buys her chaps. And she's
naked. Oh, that's already?
Yeah, nothing in between must have been good enough.
Vibes. Wait, but the chaps come back at the end of the book, don't they?
Maybe. I can't remember.
Oh, okay.
So she's in nothing but chaps, and she's giving him sloppy toppy, and then I said, I'm not sure, but I think I might have a praise kink because I love this. Condom, we don't need one this time because they're about to make love. I said, she wants his yummy yummy, and she has an IUD, so she's clean. And she's clean, so we're good to go. And so this is really where he's like, oh, holy shit, she's so tight, you know?
Oh,
He's like, I can feel all of it. And she's like, I can feel all of you. And then they fuck and it's really good. And when he comes, he's screaming her name and she's screaming his name. And then he has a realization. Summer, she's it for him. N he'll never want another woman.
ever.
Apps.
Ever. They're in love.
That must have been some
Summer.
good sloppy toppy for
Yeah, because you
that
know,
revelation.
listen, ladies, if you want to find the love of your life, you need to wear nothing but chaps, get on your knees, and give some head. And touch yourself at the same time.
Better words
It'll do
were
it.
never spoken.
I know.
This is also a dating advice podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I actually wouldn't take that advice, really. I'm sweating.
Whoa. Honestly, so am I.
Oh.
I like it. Okay. I got, let me scan my notes.
No, I think that is the chap scene. In my brain, that was the last scene in the book.
There's not much more left. And the last scene of
Wait,
the
but they
book.
have to get in a fight. Don't they get in
Oh,
a
they
fight?
do. They do. That's coming
Okay.
up pretty good.
A third act breakup.
Yeah. And this one makes me mad. This third act breakup makes me real mad. So, they go out to dinner before this rodeo, and Winter calls Summer and says that Kip had a heart attack.
Oh,
And I
right.
was so upset. I was like, oh, holy shit. Because honestly, I know I just talk shit about Kip because I don't believe his character, but I was upset because I do like Kip in the book. He's like, no, Summer, I love you. You're my baby girl, whatever. So she says to Summer, to Winter, she said, when did this happen? And Summer, or, God damn it, these names, we got to do something about these seasons. Okay. Summer says, when did it happen? Winter says, hours ago. Summer says, bitch, what the fuck? And then Winter goes, it was just mild. And she says, honestly, I don't fucking care because it's my dad and he had a heart attack. So,
And Winter's her older sister,
yes.
older half sister.
Yes. So her and Rhett race to the hospital. And
Oh, yeah.
when they get there, Summer comes in and she's just kind of fed up with Winter. And Rhett kind of gives her a confidence she has never had before. And when they get there, Winter says, he's speaking with the cardiologist, contain your tantrum. And Summer says, y'all made me feel like shit about who I was, who I was conceived by, and I had no part in that. You took it out on the wrong person, and Kip is all I have, and you waited hours to tell me he had a fucking heart attack. Okay, so enter Rob. Yeah.
No.
Do you want to take this one over, Kristen?
Not particularly,
Okay,
but
okay.
doesn't like Rhett punch him?
Yeah, but in this moment, we find out that Rob is married to Winter.
Oh, yeah.
Bitch. Yeah. So when I said, why do I have a feeling Winter is in that car? Okay, my feeling wasn't right,
You were
but it
right.
wasn't wrong.
Oh, actually, that was good. I did not see this one coming in the book.
When I found out that, because Winter is also a surgeon, and so
Okay.
is Summer's stepmother. Winter's mother is also a surgeon. So when I found that out, I was like, oh, they work in the hospital together. And I was like, I bet she's in that car. But then she wasn't. And then this happened and I was like, what the fuck?
So how do you find out they're married?
Because Rob comes in and Rhett says, why are you even here? And Rob goes, because this is my wife, and like gestures at Winter. And
Exactly like that. I would expect a rock to do
Yeah,
that.
me and Rhett's jaw on the floor. We're like,
Yeah. But like Summer knew this. Like it's not a
yes.
surprise. She
Yeah,
just didn't
Summer
tell
just
Rhett.
yeah, Summer just said, I don't want to tell anyone about it because it's embarrassing. Because nobody knows that her and Rob had a
What
thing.
thing? So Winter doesn't know.
No.
No.
But Rhett doesn't know any of this. Okay, Winter does not know about Robin Summer, and I'm unclear of the timeline at this point. And I have to assume that they had their romance before Winter and Rob, but at this point, she doesn't explain anything. But Rhett still punches the fuck out of Rob because men are like that.
I'm
In our
kind of here for
books.
that one. So I typically don't condone violence, you know, but I
No,
mean,
but he groomed her, so.
and like Rob is an asshole. He deserved it.
Yeah, he deserved it. Okay, so then they walk out and we find out that it did indeed happen before Rob and Winter were together, and he just said he said I'm seeing someone, and then all of a sudden she found out it was Winter. And she was like, okay, asshole McDouchebag of dicks, Rob. So Summer is rightfully mad at Rhett because he did make a scene in the hospital and outed her secrets. Not that he knew they were secrets, but she's still rightful in her feelings because
Wait,
it
so
was a fake.
did Rhett
Yeah,
say, I can't
he said
believe.
some things. Yeah, he said some things like, I can't believe you groom your patient. She was too young to blah, blah, blah. Like, said it all. And so Winter is like devastated because she doesn't know. And she thinks, yeah, okay. And Winter's just kind of a bitch, anyways. But now Winter is mad and she has every right to also be mad because Summer could have told her. Summer made mistakes also. She was groomed, but she could have told her sister earlier about this. I'm not victim blaming. I'm just saying that. She could
But
have talked to her
that's how
sister.
Winter feels, like she's mad because of that.
So Summer tells Rhett to leave, just like, get out of
Get out.
here. So he does. And he waits all night for Summer. And when she sees him, she is still mad at him. And I said it is misplaced just a little bit because he didn't know it was a secret.
She never
And
said, like, don't tell anyone it's a secret.
right. And
I mean,
she's
I'm
just
guessing. I
really,
haven't read the book, so.
yeah, she, but, and so she takes out her other angers on him and she's like, you care about me, but not enough to keep your mouth shut. But she didn't tell him that he was married to her sister. Like, that's a huge fucking detail to leave out, if you ask me. So she's
I
mad at
agree.
him. Whatever. She tries to get a hold of her sister. Turns out Winter is pregnant with Rob's baby. So that's also why Winter is super upset. So we still get it. Whatever. Then Rhett asks what it means for them and their future, and she says she doesn't know if there is a them, and they were always just a here and now. Talk about self-sabotage. Like, she's like, there was never a future. We were just fucking. And he's like, what? That's not what you said
But the
when I
chaps.
fucked you for the first time. Right. It's like, but the chaps, we're in love. So, she's like, I'm not in love. Ugh. And then, like, she's literally so full of shit, whatever.
And then she like goes back home, right?
Yeah, so she leaves the farm and she's abandoned the tour to be with Kip, and they're watching remotely in the hospital bed, and it's Theo's turn. And remember, Theo's the one we like, and he gets on the bull, and when he dismounts, he's no, the bull makes a weird turn and he's knocked out and he falls, and the bull abandons the clowns and comes back for Theo, and before you know it, Rhett jumps the fence and throws himself in front of the bull.
And dies.
End of book. We're done.
Wow.
It's so sad. There's no happy
Wait,
end. I love it. Just it's the end. He dies. The end.
actually?
No. No. It's really
I
funny that she says that because the next line of my notes says they are alive. They're alive. Theo is unconscious. Rhett is in pain and refusing medical attention. Because that's local, Summer can rush to the hospital. She goes looking for Rhett, and when she tells him he needs to see a doctor, he refuses because they know that they'll keep him from writing. And she's stunned that he's even thinking about writing. His ribs are broken. when she tells him he shouldn't ride, he gets angry because everyone in his life tells him he should stop riding, blah, 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 whatever. Now he's misplacing his anger, whatever. He gets angry and says that he does it, and I said he does have a right to be angry because she said terrible things to him, whatever. Two wrongs don't make a right. He says, "We slept together. That doesn't mean you can tell me what to do," which he instantly regrets, and but he can't take it back. So she's like, "Okay, fuck you." Then Kip fires Summer because, okay, hang on, let me back up.
What?
That happened, but listen, so she goes back to the hospital with Kip after that, and she's very sad, and her and Kip are kind of just talking in the hospital room or the hospital bed because they like lay together because they're cute like that. And he's like, "So I know you're in love with this man, you're super fucking mopey, and I know you hate your job. You don't want to be a sports agent, because I left this out, but she loves training people at the gym. This is, and she did this with Rhett, but it didn't feel very important until this moment right now. Sorry."
I actually forgot
She
that she literally in the
because,
next book she like opens a gym, and I literally didn't remember that she wanted to be a personal trainer.
She, I'm sorry that I even wrote it down, but I was like, that's not that important. I forgot about this. But so there are a couple times, earlier on, she takes Rhett to the local gym with her and helps him through some workouts, especially workouts that make his shoulder feel better because he is riding injured. So Kip fires her and tells her to go do something that she loves. And this is
Go
all,
do
oh,
something she loves,
yeah, go, okay.
huh?
And I said this happened in the hospital, but that's a lie. This happens at the office. I'm sorry. This happens at the office, and Kip calls her into his office and is like, "You're fired." And she's like, "What the fuck?" And then he says, "Go do something you love," whatever. On her way to her office, she sees Rhett, and Rhett follows her to her office, and he apologizes and he tells her he loves her, and that he'll wait for her to forgive him, but he is still riding in Vegas. And Summer is pissed off because she's like, "You love me, but obviously not enough because you're still going to put your life in danger because he's riding injured." She doesn't. If he was healthy, she'd be fine with him riding. But he has broken ribs still from helping Theo.
And Vegas is like the nationals, like it's like the
Yes.
big, and I think he just wants to win it like one more time or something. Like,
That's what they keep alluding to because they're like,
yeah.
"Well, when are you going to stop?" And he's like, "I don't know." But to me, it feels like if he could just win this, he'd be done. So Summer's still mad at him, and he's like, "I love you, and I'll wait for you to forgive me, but I am still writing." And she's pissed. She packs up her office and she leaves. She goes to brunch with her best friend. And by brunch, I mean they just drink mimosas.
It's my kind of brunch.
Yeah,
That's
mine
what
too.
Kristen and I did.
I
We
feel
did
like
that and
that's
then
a.
had a cinnamon roll.
Can we do that in January?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I just don't
You're
have more
not going to be
juice.
the kind of people that will get to Disneyland at 8 a.m. I'm not about that
Oh,
life. We
no.
will get there at 9.
Oh, also listen to this. This book is almost done, but I made my family give me my Christmas money early so that I could use it to buy my Disney ticket. And I
Yay!
got enough for my Disney ticket. All
Yay!
paid for. And also
Yay! I'm gonna
my
be
grandma bought my
drinking.
flights.
Aww,
Yeah, so
that's so cute.
I haven't had to pay for any of it yet. I do have to buy my train ticket to Chicago though. Anyways, back to this. We're
That's
almost done.
$20.
Yeah, we're good. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
You're good.
Okay, so
You're
Summer goes
doing
to
great.
brunch, basically mimosas, and her friend says, maybe
Her
he
friend is
doesn't.
Willa.
Yeah, yes.
Willa
And
is her name.
she's very cool. I like her.
I
Is
like
there, does
Willa.
she have a book?
She's in the next book, yeah.
Okay. So her friend is like, maybe he doesn't know how to make anyone feel like they're a priority because no one has made him feel like a priority, which is very true because his family can't even be bothered to support him
Yeah.
and what he wants to do. Then she asks Summer if she loves him, and she says, "Well, duh, yes." So Willa books some flights to Vegas, because there ain't no way Summer's missing his final ride of the season if she loves him. And she needs to be there in case he's injured. So then they do that. They get on a flight. We cut to Rhett, and he has pulled none other than Filthy McNasty, which is the name of his bull that he's about to ride.
Oh.
Yeah, because they like they in bull riding, they like it's
You
kind of
draw
like
it.
a lottery, like you don't really know what bull you're gonna get.
Yeah. So
Okay.
he gets Filthy McNasty, and Filthy McNasty is just as his name suggests, Filthy McNasty. He's got the worst, which actually are the best because you get better style points if they're like really crazy
Nasty.
bulls. Yeah, if they're really Filthy McNasties.
Yeah. Next time I watch a rodeo, I'll drink
Yeah,
again.
and Rhett's in the back, and he's just like, usually he's like really out there watching the other guys and he helps them a lot. But this time he sits in the back and he's just kind of got his head down and he's like, man, something just doesn't feel right. It's because Summer's not there, obviously. So he's getting ready to ride Filthy McNasty, and all of a sudden he hears a whistle in the crowd. And he knows this whistle because it's what she would do during his rides when she was on tour with him. And he looks up and he sees Summer and he can't believe it. And they lock eyes from across this dirty, dusty ass arena. And this is the big one in Vegas too. He finds her across the way.
Somehow,
Somehow,
the
she
Jumbotron.
looks at him and she mouths, "I love you." And
And he's
it's
like,
that's like Butcher
Gideon!
and
Blackbird, it's like Loba to me.
And so he says, "Fuck it." And so instead of riding, he yanks his hand from the rope and jumps off the bull. And he says, "Consider this my retirement notice." And then he runs to find Summer. And then
Yep.
he finds Summer, and they
So he
kiss, and
doesn't
they're like,
ride?
"No,
He would
he
have
doesn't."
died.
Yeah,
Yeah, he would have died.
he would have died. Filthy McNasty with broken ribs and a bad shoulder. He was not gonna farewell out there. So he finds her in the crowd, and she's wearing a cute little white dress. She's so stinking cute. And he finds her, and he's like, "I love you." And she says, "I love you." And he says, "I'm done riding." And then they make out.
And then Elsie
And
Silver
then,
says, "It was flawless." That's
yeah.
literally like the last sentence of the book. I love it.
And he does retire and he becomes a coach. And this is the epilogue, just real quick. Becomes a coach. He gets home, they fuck, and then afterwards he grabs a pen and writes something else on her back, connects her freckle dots. And when
Okay.
she looks in the mirror, it says, "Will you marry me?"
Oh,
They
it's so
live
cute. I can't. You
happily
guys.
ever after.
This is the shit that
It was cute.
I
The banter that I didn't really put in my notes is really good. Because almost every chapter opens up with text message conversations between him and Summer, Summer and Kip, or Kip and Rhett.
Yeah, it's a
And the
cute
ones
book.
with Rhett are great. Or the
Nice.
Kip and Rhett's text
Yeah.
messages are really good. Yeah.
So, out of 5 stars and 5 chili peppers, what would you give this book?
I'm going 3 stars, and I'm gonna go 4 chili peppers because, and not because of the smut, but because of the things Rhett says.
In his brain.
Yeah, and sometimes out loud. You wish that was my cum, don't you?
Yeah, that's so true. Yeah, I mean, I loved this book, even though I'm so sorry I didn't have much to say. But I really liked it. The problem is I've read the whole series, so I get a little wires crossed. But I would give it 4 stars. And I would say, yeah, chili peppers are like 3.5, I would say. It's pretty muddy, but there is still a plot, but it's not like a complicated, you have to think about it plot.
This one was easy to take notes on because I didn't have to struggle, like, is this important or not? With Credence, I was like, I don't know. Will it make sense? What do you think, Bailey? You gonna read it?
I probably won't read it. I think this was good enough.
unfortunately, because I read the first one, I am a completionist and I will have to read the rest of them.
I feel that.
Oh, well, the
Just how
next
to
one is
go.
about Jasper, the hockey player. So,
And you know I love
you
hockey.
love hockey.
I'm currently reading a book called Face Off, and it's about And it's some of it's kind of cringy, but it's about a woman who's in the who plays for in the NHL.
Oh.
So it's kind of a different take on she is the hockey player.
Oh, cool.
That's cool.
She plays with men, but there are some things where I'm like, these men would not be that
Yeah. You're like,
inclusive. There's no
no.
way they would
Yeah.
not be that happy with a woman joining their team. Like, I
Yeah.
like to think they would, but I know that's not how it works.
Yeah.
So, but
Tennessee.
you've got to suspend our disbelief for a little bit just to read a book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To our listeners out there, we very soon will post an Instagram about a giveaway we're having, our very first one.
Woohoo!
Because we reached 60 followers, that's 6-0 people. And I think that's an achievement. So,
Is too.
so that means that's 59 people I may not know because one is my mom.
Yeah.
So be on the lookout for that. Our next book is The Serpents and the Wings of Night by Carissa
I promise I'll take better notes for that one.
Okay.
Because I did read that one. Well, I
my
read Flawless,
friend
but.
my friend is so upset that I'm letting you guys spoil that book for me
Really?
because she
I mean, I
wants me
kind
to
of
read it.
agree.
She
The thing
wants me to
is,
read it, but I'm like, no.
the first one is good. The second one sucks.
Ooh, that's upsetting.
Yeah, I'm not even a quarter way through the second. I've been trying for months.
I
Oops.
DNF'd 3/4 of the way through. Like, I
Oh.
couldn't. Yeah. I was like, I just want to leave it at the first book.
This same friend is on her first listen of Fourth Wing Iron Flame. And she's
Oh.
a little over halfway through Iron Flame.
I'll pray for her.
And I know. But I told her because I didn't know this when I first read it that Rebecca Yarrow said that Violet's second signet is
In
present
Iron
throughout the second book. It's
Flame.
just not we don't know it and she doesn't know it, but if you reread it, you should have some theories. And so I told her that. So she is listening with the intention of trying to figure it out. So like once a day, she'll be like, okay, maybe it could be this. Or it could be this.
Yeah, I think it has something to do with dead people.
Okay, me too. Or
It's gotta be, right?
dead people or compulsion. Like, I think she could possibly, because she's constantly being like, you will not die today. I will not die today. We will get this done. We will make it out of the archives. And they do. So I don't necessarily think it's like she can't like make people do what she says, but I think if she like puts it out there. That's my theory.
I think she's a type of intrinsic
Me too.
because of the throne scene. That was
I gotta
weird.
read it.
There's
I gotta
no
read
other
it.
explanation. I still like I don't understand that scene and why she was they were talking in their brains.
Right. And if,
But
even
they
Zayden,
already talked in their brains.
right. But Zayden seems almost scared by how powerful it was.
Yeah. It
You
doesn't line
expect
up with the
like
rest.
she's
Not the
growing in
eye
her
roll.
power. No, I'm
Not the
thinking.
eye roll.
That wasn't the I think it's like because like she's just growing in her power, right? Because
Oh,
like
he
at
was
that
frightened. He was frightened.
remember, because at that point, like now she's starting to learn like it's not important the number of strikes, but like how accurate, you know? So like her power is growing and stuff. I mean, that's
Yeah.
what
I think the dead people one
actual eye
is,
roll.
yeah, I think the dead people one is a good one too because Liam feels not like a figment of her imagination to me.
Yeah. I
He
feel like it's
feels
gotta be something.
very real. Either
Yeah.
that or Liam's coming back at some point.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think he's
That's,
dead.
I
No,
know, but
he's
the way,
dead. He's dead.
right. But the way she writes him when Violet's talking to him feels very real to me. And I'm like, I feel like she's setting us up. But it could be just to bring him back to hurt us again.
Like
Maybe he
Jack
will
fucking
finally, like,
Barlow.
yeah, like maybe. Maybe he'll come back and kill Jack Barlow.
oh my God.
Yeah, I need to read. I'm gonna do my reread like around Christmas, like when we go on vacation to Utah. I'm gonna do my rereads.
I forgot how hot those books are. Like
They're
the
so
plot
good.
is
They're so good.
so good.
Also, like,
But
I
then
might just like be that person, but like, I love, like, it's so, this is bad to say out loud.
no,
Maybe
say
we
it.
should cut it. I love torture scenes in the sense of like, it's a
No.
plot, you know what I
Yeah.
mean? Like, because
Yeah.
it happens in Throne of Glass, and I like, and
Yeah.
like, emotionally, it's like, or you know what I mean? So, I
Yeah,
don't.
and she did a really good job of writing those scenes too, because when I was so nervous when Dane came in. Like I was on the edge of my seat and I was like, this motherfucker. And I really thought he'd done something, and he was like, played it off. And I was like, oh fuck, I don't want to like him.
Yeah, I think we all had that like kind of
Yeah.
reaction,
Fuck
right?
Dane. Fuck Dane. Although I kept going, who's Dane? Because I thought his name was Dean.
Oh, that's
Who's
funny.
Dane?
I think that my theory is that he and the catnip girl will get together.
Oh, fuck Catriona.
I can't remember her name. I
Yeah.
just knew it started with Cat.
That's where Hannah is in
Catnip.
the book, and like she's just meeting Kat, and she's like, oh, this bitch. And I'm like,
You're like, you have no idea.
yeah. It gets
Yeah.
worse until they're like not friends, but like cordial with each other.
Yeah.
Like you just gotta make it there and then it'll be good. I hate Kat's accent in the book. She's like, oh, Violet. I hate it.
Oh, I love it.
Just
I'm like,
no, I
yes,
mean
I'm here for how much I hate
yeah,
it.
no, that's
You
what I
mean the
mean. Like,
audiobook? Yeah.
yeah,
Oh,
she
okay.
has like a really slight sort of English, like a super slight accent. And
Yeah.
when I say I hate it, I mean it makes me hate her more.
Yeah.
Like, I think it was a great
Choice.
choice, but it makes me hate Catriona even more.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited but nervous for the third book
Me
because.
too. And I told my friend, because she wasn't going to read them until the whole thing was out. I was like, you're going to be waiting a long time, baby girl. And she's like,
Yeah, at least a couple of
fine.
years.
And she said, I just found out that the third one comes out in January. I said, girl, we've been knowing. And I said, do you know what's,
Knew this.
I said, it's called Onyx Storm. And if you remember, because I didn't want to spoil anything for her, I said, but if you remember, she constantly talks about Zayden's eyes as being onyx colored. So
What?
I guess,
I haven't done my reread yet, so like.
so, yeah, I that was a reread thing. I was like, oh my God, his eyes are onyx colored. So obviously, if you've read the books, you can kind of put everything together on why that would be called that. But she doesn't know that yet. And I said, so I'm guessing the third book is going to be like very Zayden centric. She has no idea
Is like
why.
great.
I am
Yeah.
setting her up for heartbreak right now.
Oh, I actually can't think about it. I
I'm
don't know
so
if I can do it. I'm nervous.
excited. I'm so excited, even though I didn't get tickets to Rebecca Yarros's event in LA. I told you that story, right? Yep. Fuck the robots who buy all the tickets.
Just
But
to resell them at higher prices, fuck them.
I saw one on StubHub for that event for like $6,000. The tickets are $39.95. Like, fuck you. But I'm excited to go to the Ripped Bodice midnight party, and I snagged tickets for the 10:45 slot because that's what happened last year, and that means they gave us our book at 11:30. We have to wait
All
till
right.
midnight, and like this old lady can't stay up late.
Needle. No,
Well,
that's
I'm
not true.
jealous
I
that you're
am a night
going.
owl. Pardon
Well, on
me.
that huge Fourth Wing Iron Flame Onyx Storm
If you
tangent,
can't tell, we're excited.
yeah. Thanks for listening. We'll be back eventually when we figure out what we're recording. Again, my name is Bailey.
I'm Courtney.
And I'm Kristen.
And this has been the Lewd Brere.